I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. Across the country, many gay groups celebrate June as Gay Pride Month. Day to Day takes no editorial position on whether June is or is not, but we do have a feature here on a gay-friendly bar that's introduced a new concept, not drag queens, but drag kings. We didn't even know what that meant until we heard from reporter Victoria Blake in Portland, Oregon. Don't go
breaking my heart. In the dressing room of a local Portland club on a rainy Sunday afternoon, Marianne Cassara drew on her eyebrows, readied for her show, and engaged in a cruel bit of gossip about a man the girls call Johnny Mozzarella.
He's very much into himself. He's a ladies' man. He thinks he's just like, you know, hot and everyone loves him. And not to say that he's evil, you know, he's just the opposite of what I am.
Marianne slipped into her costume. Tight white pants, a yellow satin shirt, a fake gold chain. Then she put on her mustache. Without warning, she smirked and blew a kiss into the air. And with that, Marianne Cassara, a petite Filipino woman, became Johnny Mozzarella, the Latin lover, the drag king.
Johnny Mozzarella, I came up with his name because it was cheesy, and I thought of, well, what songs could I perform with high energy and cheesiness? Ricky Martin. Like my first number was Shake Your Bonbon. Shake your bonbon, shake your
bonbon, shake your bonbon. Drag queen shows, where men dress as women and perform in character, have been around for years. But drag king shows, where women dress as men, are something new and growing.
I think that when you say to people drag queens, they know what you mean. And when you say drag kings, a lot of people still don't.
Tommy Torpedo, organizer and producer of the show.
And I think that it's true that the reason for that is because masculinity is kind of assumed, kind of like the norm, and it's not assumed. It's not thought to be something that's acted out. You're taking a position of power in society, basically. Male is a position of power.
There are four characters in the show. Gigi Bang Bang, Oliver Easy, Tommy Torpedo, and, of course, Johnny. Part of the show is lip-syncing over classic camp songs. Staying Alive, say, or I Wanna Be a Cowboy. The other part is playing to the crowd, blowing kisses or flirting with a cute girl up at the front. On stage, they're all gyrating hips and choreographed dance steps. If fan adoration is any measure, it's working for Johnny.
Actually, one of the fans came up to me after a show and said, I don't know who you are, but Johnny Mozzarella commands the stage. And he does.
And, it turns out, gender bending is good for business. Club co-owner Charlie Hodge says that Johnny's show consistently packs the bar, making Sundays one of the club's biggest nights.
These performers could fill our space any night of the week. The interesting thing, too, is that we find that there's a lot more women that come in on our other nights. So I think also being acknowledged as the queer-friendly space helps us out financially just in terms of every other night of the week, because women can come here and feel comfortable about holding hands and being intimate with each other and know that we stand behind that. So that's another positive.
When Johnny Mozzarella takes the stage, the crowd rises to its feet. For Day to Day, I'm Victoria Blake.
Drag Kings on Day to Day.